traveling around the world was one of the perks of the Navy. Needless to say that if you're in the Navy, you are going to be traveling a lot. Some of my favorite places to go to were Thailand, Australia, Brisbane, Australia, Perth, and Hong Kong. One of the only reasons why Thailand was just because, you know, you hear people talking like mad crazy things on what happens there, and you know, it's just basically a different culture from what you would regularly see, even from Hong Kong or Japan. You know, Thailand is just very, very dramatically different from any other place that I've ever been to. Australia, there's just so many like places to go to have a good time. It was pretty ridiculous on how many places there was. It felt like I was in college, and you know, like everyone out on the street were all my college frat buddies and stuff. And Hong Kong is just the coolest place to be if you want to go buy things. You could pretty much find anything that you want, from like ivory to katanas to shoes to clothes. If you couldn't find anything over there, then you weren't shopping. Like, Hong Kong is just basically a big shopping mall. Other places that I've been to were like Guam, and the only reason why I like going to Guam so much was because one of my boot camp buddies was stationed over there, and it was always good seeing him, just trying to catch up to what he was doing. And you know, he basically knew the whole island and just took me out driving most of the time. Other places I would have to say was Korea, and Korea was just a good sightseeing place. And I mean, nothing really happens in Korea. Let's see. I would have to say that another place that was really good to go to was the different parts of Japan, because you can't really drive one point to the top of Japan in, you know, one day. You really have to take the train, and even then, they got a system called the bullet train, and you know, that will get you there fast, but it's very expensive. So instead, we made different ports on Japan, and Sasebo was a very fun place to go to. As I said, like, it would just pretty much be like a frat party whenever the ship gets out. Considering the fact there is over 5,000 people on that ship, you're going to see a lot of people that you know out on the street, and you're pretty much safe to assume that they are from the Kitty Hawk.
What's the Kitty Hawk?
The Kitty Hawk is the ship that I was assigned to. For all of you that do not know the USS Kitty Hawk, I would strongly advise to looking it up on the internet, you know, learn your history. It's a very cool ship. One of the oldest in the US Navy, which is going to be decommissioning pretty soon. So, traveling around was pretty fun for me, so. You already heard all the places that I just listed. Yeah.